We're joined now in the studio by Bobby Funk of the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, filling in for Meg McGurk today because Bobby is the expert on Downtown Chapel Hill by the Numbers, which is a report that just came out a little while ago from the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership with a lot of really cool information about business and the state of the business world and the economy in Downtown Chapel Hill. Bobby, thanks for being here.
Hi, Aaron. Thanks for having me.
So let's run through Downtown Chapel Hill by the Numbers. You've got the report there, and you have been focusing on this for a while, so you know more about this than I do. Tell us about the report in general, how and why it gets put together, and then we'll get into the numbers.
Sure, yeah. And so we started really trying to do a better job of tracking the state of downtown, downtown's economy, I believe a couple years ago. And so this is the second one of these that we've put out on an annual basis, trying to basically show an overview of how downtown is doing, how many businesses are coming, how many businesses are going, what kinds of businesses are coming, general mix, general retention, things like that. So we're trying to cover the bases and be able to tell our story more effectively.
How do you get the numbers for that?
We have an internal database that we do a lot of work just manually entering information as businesses come and go, and all sorts of behind-the-scenes calculations that go on.
All right. So a lot of these numbers were publicized at the annual meeting of the partnership a little while ago, but let's run through it. Let's start with occupancy rates, because that's something that a lot of people walking down Franklin Street, they see a vacant building and they think,
sure,
oh man, downtown's going down the tubes, but actually a little bit of vacancy is good, right, for business, because
yeah,
that allows for vibrancy.
Right, so our vacancy sits around 95, our occupancy, rather, sits around 95%.
Mm-hmm.
So we generally have some availability, which I think is a good thing as far as when businesses come and are interested in locating downtown, having nowhere to put them, that's a tough thing to sell downtown from a growth perspective. So We have a little bit of space available, but not very much.
How does 95% compare to sort of other similar towns to Chapel Hill?
I don't have that much information on the top of my head for benchmarking, but generally speaking, an occupancy rate of 90% or higher is generally considered very healthy.
Okay. And is that retaining existing businesses, or is that new businesses coming in and older ones moving out?
What do you mean by that?
I'm asking about the retention rate.
Oh, retention. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And also openings and closings,
yeah,
because
yeah,
you got that information,
sure,
too.
So retention, the way that we calculate it is we take periods of time and say, if you were a business that was open at the beginning of a period, and then at the end of the period, we reflect what is still there. For this past year, from the beginning of 2016 to the beginning of 2017, our retention rate was in the mid-90s.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very strong, I would say. Basically saying that around 94% of our businesses that were here at the beginning of the year last year are still thriving and doing fine.
Are businesses that opened and also businesses that were already,
yes,
existing.
Yes, correct.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
How does that compare to like the 5-year retention rate, or pull out the time frame longer?
So as you take a longer look, obviously the numbers will necessarily go down. I don't think there's a way that they would go up, frankly.
Yeah. Yeah.
As you take a longer look, but it's our 5-year retention rate from this period of time was in the 80s, low 80s, and I think that's a tick up from last year's window, I believe. The 3-year retention rate was similar to that as well.
Yeah. Okay. And are those good numbers for like the health of a downtown
business? I would say it shows kind of consistent behavior. You know, some turnover, but not heavy turnover. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you see, we're speaking with Bobby Funk of the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, and we're talking about Downtown Chapel Hill by the Numbers, and the partnership's website is downtownchapelhill.com, and you can get the report there, right?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. So get the numbers, get the full graphics and everything at downtownchapelhill.com. So
yep.
Taking a look at the retention rate, and you think 85% over a period of a certain number of years, is that fairly healthy? I know everyone always talks about, oh, this business is coming in, this business is going out. There always seems to be a lot of turnover, but you notice when a business comes and goes. You don't tend to notice when one has stayed there for 10 or 15 years.
You tend to take it for granted when you walk by the same thing over and over. It kind of becomes just part of the landscape.
Mm.
And that's, I think that's great. And I think it's also great to have new things coming that, that add some excitement and gets people talking about making a special trip to Franklin Street and seeing what's new. But I think people also like to come to the places they've loved for a long time.
What about the mix of businesses? I know we got a lot of restaurants downtown. You're going to get that with any college town, but how does it mix in with other types of businesses?
Yeah, so our business mix is heavily centered on food service and kind of experiential stuff. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of cultural destinations compared to a lot of other downtowns. We've got theaters, we've got comedy clubs, we've got art museums, lots of things to do. As you know, if you look at the trends over the past long period of time, since malls became prevalent, the concept of downtown department stores has kind of shifted away. Though we are going to see, you know, the big news obviously is going to be Target changing the mix a little bit there. So we're kind of see another shift back towards home goods and things that you can, you know, shop for on a daily basis regarding things around the house. I think that's going to be coming back as well.
And I think the fact that, I mean, we all know that you can go downtown and get to a lot of restaurants and bars and sports bars and places to hang out. I think emphasizing the experiential aspect of Chapel Hill business is really important, because I know a lot of people, especially if you live in a community for a long time, you've seen and done anything, everything, so you think, oh, there's nothing to do. But you go downtown on Franklin Street, you've got the Varsity Theater and then Frank and then the Ackland and the Ackland Art Store and DSI and Local 506,
right.
And I'm only on one side of the road. On the other side, you've got Carolina Square coming in. There's going to be performance space there,
yep.
And just list just goes on and on.
And on all those destination things are things that people from who don't necessarily live in Chapel Hill, Carrboro area are going to be coming in for a really strong magnet for the region as a whole.
Mm-hmm. Speaking with Bobby Funk, and again, you can get all of these numbers and more at downtownchapelhill.com. So we talked about the mix of businesses. What about like independent businesses versus chain businesses?
Yeah, so the ratio that we currently have downtown is in the high 70s of independent businesses. So I believe our current numbers are 70 something. I don't have the number in front of me. I'm sorry. High 70% of businesses are independent. When we hear people talk about, well, what happened to independent businesses, what generally happens is, this is my theory at least, is the brands that are national have more name recognition. So as people walk by the street and see a national brand, that sticks in their memory more because they have enormous marketing budgets behind it. But we have a far higher number of independent businesses.
You see the Waffle House and you don't notice the three businesses on either side. Yeah,
and we're happy to have everybody, frankly. But you know, the reality is we have far more in the way of independent.
So taking a look at the numbers, and you've been tracking these for a couple of years now, what are the concerning trends for you, and what are the positive trends?
That's a good question. The question of types of businesses opening up is a question that we get a lot. When we hear the same types of restaurants opening up in very close proximity, that becomes a question of who has the best product and who has the best marketing plan and who can capture the customers that we have. The reality of how much food service we have downtown is, there are limits, and which is why we have some businesses that don't stay for long periods of time or don't re-up their leases after their lease period ends. But that's just kind of the reality of how many people we have downtown and how much food we have available. So it's a highly competitive market. So sometimes we would like to see a little bit more other retail uses, but the margins are potentially greater when you're serving food and serving potentially alcohol. So those numbers become a little bit trickier.
Other trends or other numbers or other things from the report that people ought to know that we haven't covered?
I think we pretty well covered it. We try to capture as much as we can and tell our story, and and tell, you know, the story of doing business downtown as a positive thing.
Mm. Speaking with Bobby Funk again, downtownchapelhill.com is the website for the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership. You can go there and get the full report, which is Downtown Chapel Hill by the numbers. You can get all of the numbers and the graphics and everything really easily there. Bobby, we got to let you go in a second, but before we do, we got the ACC tournament getting underway today. UNC on Thursday, NCAA tournament after that. How big of a deal is this for downtown, even though both the ACC tournament and the NCAAs are going to be a couple of states away?
Yeah, it's enormous. The amount of traffic that we see in our restaurants around tournament time is enormous, and it's a great boon for business. We encourage everybody to make a special trip and spend some time at your favorite restaurant on Franklin Street, and cheer on our Tar Heels.
All right, Bobby Funk, thank you so much.
Thank you.